How about we start with 12 Songs of Christmas?
For 30 minutes, once a week, an IT specialist, an investment analyst, and a health division retiree join their colleagues to keep an art form alive.
The 12 days of Christmas are a special time of year, with lots of joyous carols in the air.
This winter, the principal singers are celebrating 30 years of live performance.
The people really enjoy it. I think there's a hunger out there still for live music that isn't totally addressed.
IT specialist Jeremy Phillips is a vocalist who directs the chorus as it rehearses backstage in a company auditorium.
The world needs more human contact. There's a lot of electronic contact going on, but the fact that you go out and you sing for a group of people, and then after you're done singing, some of those people come up and ask questions and talk a little about the music, because we're very approachable.
Retiree Carolyn Whitlatch has been singing soprano since the Principal Financial Group was Bankers Life.
I'm not the best singer in the world. I don't read any music. Some of our singers do. There's one rule. You have to like to sing.
Enough companies have choirs that too showed up at the Illihee Hills retirement community for a recent after-dinner show. In a scheduling mix-up, the carolers from MetaBank promised to come back later.
So welcome the Principal Financial Group singers.
One fine day, I met upon the way the three great kings who were proudly marching.
Whether it's the principal singers or the Rockwell Collins Chorus in Cedar Rapids, which also has a band, corporate support for the arts and culture is a positive thing, not to mention a sort of product placement in the community. And no one expects these volunteer choirs to be pitch perfect. Raylin Carl is an investment analyst.
We have a lot of different ranges in terms of ability, but you know, we all make it work. We gel together. You know, the end result, by the end of the season, we sound pretty darn good.
Over three decades, they've performed at countless holiday events, even the Skywalk. Pianist Kay Rothert is one of the originals and remembers caroling at the airport.
They had entertainment. It was just something that they did during the holidays when people were traveling and needed maybe a little buffer to calm nerves or something while they're waiting.
At a time when radio stations program continuous holiday music, the principal singers provide real-life sincerity, eye contact, human expressions, and candid crowd reaction. This audience of seniors has collectively enjoyed thousands of Christmases. Norman Pogemiller from Morning Sun performed and taught music.
Oh, I tell you, I don't know that they hear a whole lot of personal music like that. So it's good that somebody can stand up and sing right before them. I think that's good. Live music, live performances, that's right.
Over the decades, Principal has bought rights to the music, provided the piano, the rehearsal space, and the encouragement.
You know, there's some health benefit for all of us too, because after you've been singing for half an hour or an hour, you feel better.
Choir director Jeremy Phillips.
There's a lot of times when you see the toes tapping, and that's when you know you've got them. You've got a song that they really like.
The principal singers are time-honored voices at corporate headquarters, where they'll be recruiting new members during their 31st year and resume Christmas carol practice in August. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.